Greetings, it's Steve Fisher again with the inspiration for Fountain of Life. I'd like to start this time with a verse from a song. I know whom I have believed is the title of the song. And I want to look at verse 2. It says, I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. And that's what we had been discussing this week, is how that we are saved by faith, by believing in him. And so we want to continue in Romans chapter 4. We're going to begin reading in verse 6. And this chapter is just packed full. I wasn't quite sure where to start and stop, so I guess I'll just kind of read through it and make some comments as we go. So we had just talked about Abraham and how it says of Abraham that he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Then in verse 6 it says, even as David also describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. And that's a direct quote from, I believe, Psalms 32. Yes, Psalms 32. There's a quote from there from David. And so it's, David also had a grasp of that concept. Even as he was falling into sin with Bathsheba, he then repented and was able to find grace and forgiveness, contrary to what should have happened according to the law. And it says, verse 9, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision or when he was in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness may be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. So maybe if I could just stop and make a little point here. Again, we had one day this week we had talked about the false idea of what's been called baptismal regeneration. Saying that if somebody who believes and dies before he is able to be baptized, that he is then lost, that baptism is an integral part of that believing and being saved. But here it makes the strong point for Abraham that even before he received that sign, which circumcision is to some extent a type of baptism. So it was a seal, it was a sign, as it calls it here, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised. So it makes a point very strongly here that circumcision had nothing to do with Abraham being saved, even though there's other places in the scripture where it talks about if, I should have looked it up, but something to the extent that if a male child was not circumcised, he was supposed to be put out of the congregation. So it was a very serious offense. It was an act of disobedience. And yet he makes a point here very clearly that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness before he was circumcised. And so the same thing is also true for us, that while baptism, I do not want to in any way diminish the need to be baptized and the seriousness and the importance of baptism as in obedience to God, but at the same time also wanted to make it very clear that this salvation is by faith in Jesus, and it is in that faith, that believing in God is accounted to us for righteousness. And then he talks about farther down as we go on here. Verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And so he makes it very clear here also that it's not by the law, and it's not to his seed. When it talks about the promise was to Abraham and his seed, it's saying that not through the law, the seed, not just Abraham's physical descendants, but it's... but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So he's making the point here that Abraham, the seed of Abraham, is not just to those who are physically Jews or are descendants of Abraham, but it's to all of us who believe the same way Abraham did. We also are partakers of that promise. And he goes on farther on. We're not going to get into that in depth this time, but about Jesus being that seed and we being in Christ and therefore being a part of that inheritance by faith. So, verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So again, talking about the promise to Abraham, how he should be the father of many nations, not just one nation, but many nations. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. So here's how it is. Abraham, he staggered not, he questioned not that God was able to perform that which he had promised. Even though Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 99 or whatever she was, and they were old, and Sarah's womb had dried up, or whatever you would say. It was she was past the childbearing stage, and yet Abraham did not stagger. He did not question God's promise. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And then it says, being fully persuaded, and that's the point, that we are fully persuaded. Just like the song continues to say then, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And that's a quote from, I believe it's Timothy maybe, that it's somewhere is a quote from the scripture anyway. But Abraham was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And so he did not doubt what God had promised. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was in. Now, here's the exciting part for us. Here's where he really gets into the promise for us and how this works for us as well. Verse 23. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. And so here he's saying that but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, again verse 24, if we believe on him that Jesus that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. And so again, we are justified by faith. When we believe, we are considered righteous before God. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And then going right into chapter 5, which that chapter break maybe should not be there because this continues to flow through there. Then it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And we could continue there, but I think I'm going to end it there with that thought. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And that's the promise to us, that we have Jesus Christ, who was raised up from the dead, and we who believe, our faith is accounted to us as righteousness. So, thank you for listening in this week. Hope it was a blessing to you all. We wish you the Lord's blessing upon all of you who have listened in. Again, my name is Steve Fisher. Anybody that would like to contact me, is my phone number is 717-824-5350. God bless you.